My name's Aaron McPeak. I'm a tall, slim, Caucasian male in his 50s and have short brown hair, grey eyes and a salt and pepper short trim beard. I'm an artist that works with many media materials from film to sculpture and much in between. I became legally blind about 20 years ago and have very little visual acuity, now seeing in detail at 3 metres what an average sighted person can see at 60. In many respects, my low vision informs both the subjective nature of the work as well as the kind of processes I choose to use. The work titled Once I Saw It All, 2022, is a Bell Bronze casting of a Snellen chart, an eye test chart developed in the 1860s by Dutch ophthalmologist Herman Snellen and is still used today by opticians and ophthalmologists around the UK and beyond. The original chart was about 50 centimetres tall and 18 centimetres wide, with black letters of different sizes set on a white background. It is designed to be viewed at a distance of 6 metres so that the test can be scored by an optician. The sculpture is a flat bronze plate, about half a metre high and about 18 centimetres wide, and it's a few millimetres thick. At the top of the chart, the letters are largest, with the first letter H being around 9 centimetres high. And these decrease in size and steps until the bottom line is reached where the letters are around 5 millimetres high. The letters are recessed into the plate and beholders may touch the work, feeling the text as well as sounding the plate, which also functions as a type of gong being made from the same metal as bells. As you touch the work, you may notice some imperfections in the surface. Rather than welding or filling, I like to keep minor flaws in the work as they go some way to illustrate my limitations, as well as adding an individual character to the piece. As I cannot see any of the Snellen chart from the set viewing distance, my approach to this work was slightly, though not entirely, comedic in nature. The idea of a visual test is related only to the sense of sight, but here I've added the sensory elements of touch, sound and smell. Beholders can touch and feel the letters, strike the plate to generate a sound, but also the metal will leave a very particular but not disturbing trace of smell in the hands of those who engage with it. I suppose my main intention with this work is to encourage those who encounter it to give some consideration to the questions about our senses and how we process and understand them. Sight, sound, smell, touch, taste, and temperature don't act alone. We combine them to make sense of the world,